BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Lots of people seem to be off to visit their girlfriend or boyfriend at uni for the first time this weekend. But is it going to be awkward? Grimmies on Real or No Real, and some people will do absolutely anything and go to any length to hit their targets at work. Listen to the amazing story we've got for you. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
So up for a Friday show. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Thank you for all your nice comments about us doing the Knicks tape this morning. That seems like a blur now. Looking back, I don't know how I feel about playing Peter Andre or Eiffel 65, but they were the requests that we got in. We put them on, and Twitter and Facebook seemed to really enjoy it. It went by so quick, and I got really stressed at one point. What's the next song?
I've never seen you flap like that. Like, we DJ quite a lot together, and it was weird seeing you just completely kind of... I don't know, what sent you loopy?
I don't know. I think it was... What my fear was that you're about to play Set You Free by Entrance, and I didn't want that to happen.
Right, here's the thing, and because I was staying calm, because you suddenly looked like you were just going to leave. You looked like you were taking off. So I was like, well, hang on a minute, there's only 30 seconds left of this song. Should we start trying to make it look like we're going to play something after this? So I got ready with that. All of a sudden, you appeared on another side of the studio with your own thing going on and started playing in another song. Actually, what we should have done is styled it out and made it look like we're playing three songs at once, and people would have loved it.
Okay. Well, the reaction was good, so thank you very much if you got involved with the Knicks tape today. I'd like to do it again, actually. And Grimmy is returning the favour by playing Real or No Real today at 3:40. I'm sensing a bit of pre-tour stress from you today.
It's just the realisation that there's not much time before we go, and I've done nothing to prepare for it.
That's
I've
not like you.
You've made me very paranoid about the fact that I need a haircut and need to just generally tidy myself up a little bit.
Sort yourself out.
So just rang the hairdressers, right?
Hmm.
And the only time they've got for an appointment's at like 8:15 tomorrow.
And you're DJing until what time tonight?
Where are we tonight? We're in Bath.
Bath. Probably get in about 5.
So that's all fine.
So here's the thing. I did just say to you, there are other hair... Like, you live near a town centre. There will be more than one hairdresser.
Yeah, but I don't trust it. The thing is, I've had the same barber all my life, so I'm reluctant enough to leave him to go to this new one that I go to anyway, if I'm honest.
Right, but then you don't want to go to another one in case they really mess it up.
I've got to be careful as well, because I know that they listen. They've started listening now.
Oh, what, the ones you go to in the town centre?
Like my barber, who I've known my whole life, Andy, top bloke, he'll be listening right now, but he's always listened. But the new ones that I go to every now and then... They listen, so I've got to be careful what I say.
Yeah. Well, just don't tell them you're going somewhere else, but just look up the name of the town where you're from and put hairdressers in. And also, I hear you're stressed about packing as well.
I heard you did a big shop today for it.
I've just got a few essentials, basics. I've got your black T-shirt. I've got some emergency hoodies as well, because we'll need them on our student tour.
You've shopped for both of us?
Yeah, pretty much,
Spare pants?
You're not wearing my pants. The Scott Mills Daily. Good afternoon to Caroline, who's just listening because she's got a free period from work. She says that, you know, the live lounge with Rhodes doing Love Me Like You Do? Says Rhodes definitely listened to Felicia's singing lesson to Chris before covering the Ellie Goulding song. Do you think he did? Because remember, we taught you to learn how to sing like Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
Georgina says, afternoon off work with Mills, Stark and some Drake on Radio 1. Perfection. Lucy writes on, she's about to set off on a long journey to Southampton for her mate's birthday. Her mate Danielle is 19 today. And also Aaron, who's trucking home on the M4 to Swindon, says, seeing as it's October now, can we have another Christmas song? We've already done one. We've broken the seal. I don't think there's any need for a while now.
No, I think that would be an error. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Good, and you?
Yeah, I'm good. I know that you have got a dating story and a half for me.
Sure have.
Tell me.
Okay, so I've been on online dating now for quite a while and found a rather attractive stud.
Oh, a stud? Sorry, what? What did you just say?
Yeah, a stud.
Okay, so what was he like?
6'3", blonde, great body, done loads of amazing things, had been a bodyguard in South Africa and a personal trainer in Bahrain, been in the army, seemed like he was, you know... the man on paper.
Well, he's had loads of hot jobs.
Yeah, cool jobs. I mean, who has that many cool jobs?
But was this just his dating profile CV?
No, his dating profile CV was really rubbish. Swipe right if you want to talk to me.
Okay, so you talked to him and then you found out about all these jobs?
Yeah, so I found out about all the cool things that he does and got chatting quite a bit, and he was, you know, into obviously training like I am, fitness, and had done muscle body thing competitions. And
he sounds amazing.
I know.
Out of interest, what was the opening line? Did you speak to him first or him to you?
He to me first. I think it was just really casual, like, hey.
Well, this is going amazingly well. Okay, so you're chatting away, it's all good. He's telling you about the hot jobs, then what?
So then he asked me out for dinner. So, because we then obviously exchanged phone numbers, they start texting and on WhatsApp and, you know, all the rest of it. Asked me out for dinner, so I obviously agree. Go out for dinner, have really, really nice food, like loads of nice chats, finding out about like what he's done and his family and all the rest of it.
And you're getting on really well?
Yeah, getting on really well. Loads of similar interests. It was his birthday that week. I obviously, being the lovely person that I am, bought him a card for his birthday. How sweet was that?
That's really sweet, seeing as you've never met him.
No, a little bit creepy, maybe.
No, it's quite nice.
Where was first date? I mean, describe the moment when he walked through the door.
First date was Port Solent. It was a Mexican restaurant, can't think what it was. And, he was stood at the bottom of the stairs and I sort of walked down the stairs and, yeah, he was stood there in all his glory.
In all his glory. And was he as hot as the picture suggested?
Yeah, he was. Hotter, probably.
Hotter?
Yeah, he was hotter, actually. Yeah.
Right, that rarely happens because the pictures are often a lot better.
Yeah, so true.
I've got the strangest image of someone just stood at the bottom of stairs, stood to attention.
In
Do you
all
know
his
what I mean?
Glory.
Just staring at you.
Was it a bit like out of Titanic? Hello.
Yeah, I suppose a little bit was, actually, considering it was in Port Salem by the sea as
yes.
well.
So, yep.
Yeah, a little bit Titanic-y.
So you're on this date, and so far it's going really well.
Yeah, really well. Getting on, loads of things in common. You know, likes travelling, loves America. I love America too, big time. And so then he's like, so what about your ex-boyfriend then? And I'm like, yeah, you know.
Why was he asking about your exes?
Hashtag cringe.
Really cringe. Okay, so there's some chat about exes. Then what?
So then he starts asking me about money that I had with the exes and sort of, you know, whether I had any bank accounts or shared bank accounts or shared credit cards.
Okay, that's really weird. So you've got a shared credit card with your ex-boyfriend? Oh, yeah, good chat.
That's hilarious. So he's on a date with you and pretty much just running a credit check on you. That's incredible.
Yeah. Sorry, let me pull out my bank statement so you can see how much money I've got in the bank account.
Did you have to bring two forms of ID and a recent bill?
Okay, so this is going a bit weird, despite it being a great date.
Yes. So I'm like, okay, give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, some people are, you know, I suppose open to chat about everything. So.
Some people just love talking about accountancy.
Yeah, so carry on, and then he sort of starts to delve a little bit deeper, and he's like, so have you ever thought about maybe claiming PPI? Because you know, with the job that I do at the moment, I have to do so many hours of PPI, and might be worth your while. But,
oh you my know. God!
This is like one of those calls that you get every now and then.
Cold call.
Right, this is like the calls I get, and it's normally an automation. Like, hi there. You might be liable for PPI, but he's doing it on a date.
Yeah, to me.
What? So is this what the whole thing was about? That's incredible.
So how was it left?
So it was fine. I was like, okay, yeah, you know, kind of brushed it off the shoulder, like, oh, really nice guy, good looking, I'll give him a chance. End of the date, had a nice kiss and all the rest of it.
Yes, a kiss was on.
Oh, yeah, you know, got to.
Yeah.
And next day, he rings me up and he's like, so are you free to chat? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's have a chat. Think thinking we're having a chat.
What did he say on the call?
So on the call, he basically tried to sell me the PPI and went through the whole shebang of it and all the rest of it.
He's like a dating cold caller, Scott. He's a cold baller. That's what he is.
Is he going on dates just to try and up his figures at work? I need that commission.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I need to hit my target.
And what happened after that then?
So then I got a text message saying, your package is on its way and all the rest of it for the PPI. And the next day, then I got the text message saying, thank you for the date, but I just don't think there was any chemistry. So it was nice to meet you and I'm happy to stay friends.
Oh.
Pied in the face.
Pied? And did you take up that claim with him?
No.
I've got a theory here. I think we've got this all completely wrong. I reckon it was all innuendo, or perhaps he was just trying to play a role. Perhaps it all meant something completely different.
Like what?
What? Oh, today I'm going to pretend to be from an insurance company.
Yeah, to try to be quirky on the dating apps, you know? It all means something else. Maybe he's just trying to do it to impress you.
No, I got the forms and everything.
Maybe not then.
When the forms come through, you know it wasn't that. Wow, I mean, some people would do anything to get their commission and hit their targets.
Clearly.
Everything's fine though, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Course. Obviously.
This is part of what you get when you date, isn't it? Like, it can be exciting.
The banter of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never been on a date where someone's tried to sell me something. I've never even imagined this existed.
Oh, funny.
Really funny. Well, listen, thank you for sharing. That is quite incredible. At least you know what to look out for next time.
Yes, indeed.
Good to speak to you. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Don't forget, we are on a student tour next week. Listen and watch on the red button every day. Are you going to be watching on red button next week at work? Let me know at 81199. Got loads of good stunts planned. So it's going to be the normal show, times 100 more random. And it's going to start on Monday at 1 p.m. at Stirling University. Listen, if you are at Stirling Uni and you want to come and watch the show live on Monday, tickets are going to be given out on a first-come, first-served basis. You will need to show your student ID card in order to be given a wristband, and then that will allow you to watch our show on Monday. The show is going to be in the venue. Wristbands are going to be given out at 9 a.m. in the atrium outside the library in the Andrew Miller building on Monday. If you want to come to our show in Stirling on Scott Student Tour, first one of the week. The Scott Mills Daily. Sorry. Pink and Try on BBC Radio 1. Sometimes they just...
That was horrible.
Involuntarily come out.
No, that was too breathy. It was almost a bit...
Sorry.
Inappropriate.
So many road trips today, like I said. We've got Nicholas, who is off of Clapham. He's driving at the moment. Ross and Victoria are about to get on the beer sun. And Andy from Shropshire, who is on his way to see his girlfriend at Cardiff Uni for the first time tonight since she's been there.
Oh, I think there's quite a lot of these kind of trips, you know, where people have been at uni for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
it's the first link up.
Yeah, people are coming to visit them. So Andy's going to see his girlfriend in her new situation. At Cardiff Uni tonight. Night out planned. I'm saying buy her something nice from St David's, then a bit of Koch, then Missoula, then finish the night at Caroline Street.
How
Chip Alley.
How do you know this?
What? Everyone knows Chip Alley. The Scott Mills Daily. Alice is up Chippy Lane later. Yes, Cardiff. Daniel Daly's been on a road trip back to Leeds from a trip to Glasgow. They've got a man down, hungover. Wow. Not going out tonight. Yeah, you say that at the moment. You will, though. Emily's off to Chippy Lane tonight. I'm not sure it's a place for a first date if you've not seen your girlfriend for a while. Because obviously this girl that we're talking about has just gone to uni and he's coming all the way from Shropshire to see her tonight. I mean, maybe it's, at the end of the evening, but not. That's not the only place you should go.
Fine, but you've spent many a night in this lane.
In the lane, yeah.
Right, okay.
Everyone has. The Scott Mills Daily. It's happening again. People are just using me as some kind of travel agent now. This happened last Friday, didn't it?
Yeah, but it's just because you seem to know so much about every town. But then I suppose you have DJed in every town in the UK, right?
I've worked in a lot of places, yeah. Tony in Shrewsbury and Joe on their way to Bristol Uni to see Brother Tom tonight. Off down the watershed, is it? Yes.
I really like as well everyone going to visit loved ones at uni.
Are they still on at the watershed? They are, aren't they? Yeah.
Because it is possibly the first time in, say, 2 or 3 weeks that you have seen your boyfriend or girlfriend home.
Here's another one. Katie is travelling to see Dan, her boyfriend, who's at uni in Aberdeen tonight. So she's making the journey on the train, mind, so it's a bit easier, from Newcastle to Aberdeen. I did that trip recently. That's a 4-hour train ride. Yeah, it is.
But I guess it's all about making an effort tonight. Cook a nice meal in your nice new student kitchen.
No, I think they're going to... I would recommend a couple of nights... a couple of pints in the Boozy Cow, then off to the garage.
Here we go. It's just ridiculous.
Garage in Aberdeen. I was there the other week. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So I don't want to put a downer on you visiting your girlfriend or boyfriend who's at uni. Abby in Mansfield has been on saying, I remember my first visit to my boyfriend's first university flat. I automatically disliked the 5 girls he lived with, even though they were super nice to me. That's the thing, I think it's mostly all in your head.
Mm.
But if you are going to be in that situation tonight where you have to meet the new friends, we are thinking of you. Okay? Right, just remember this message now. When you meet them tonight and you're all smiles and you're like, and you're trying to fit in with the new friends that he's made or she's made, we're thinking of you there, all right?
I mean, the flip side is, you know, we're getting texts saying, agreed, there is always one rogue in the new friendship group.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want? Who are you?
But I think you're right. I think it's mostly in your head. It's all fine.
It's in your head. The Scott Mills Daily. And I'll write your name. This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Yeah, it's Friday afternoon. And that is... Well, you know who that was. Our leader. The leader. Taylor Swift and Blank Space. Right, I've got Net Sky coming up before 3. Hi, Lucy.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. It's Scott. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. We're looking forward to coming to your uni on Monday.
Yeah, everyone's buzzing. Please to come to Stirling. So, yeah, it should be wicked.
It's nice there because I feel like I'm proper in the countryside when I go there.
Yeah, it's lovely. Like, the campus is wicked and, like, there's a lot in the middle and there's loads of, like, trees and greenery. It's really cool.
It is so beautiful.
There's a what in the middle?
Like a lock, like a lake.
Yes, to a lock.
Yeah, yeah, it's wicked. So, like, you walk from, like, your halls of residence across the bridge, across the lock. That's really cool.
Sick.
It is lush.
Is there any mythical beasts?
Don't think that. I'm not too sure, but there might be. I don't know.
There's not, like, a one-eyed monster of Stirling or anything, no?
Not that I'm aware of, but you never know.
Yeah, but we could start that rumour. All it needs is a grainy photo.
Yeah.
Always. Why are the pictures of all these kind of monsters always so grainy, by the way? Yeah. Always.
I have no idea.
It's like we've all got phones now with really good cameras on. Why is it so grainy still?
I don't know.
I'm going to go into the lock with one of those like animal heads or something and just poke out the water. And
I'll take a picture.
For the next 200 years, there'll be rumours of a monster in the lock.
So you're going to come see us on Monday?
Yeah, we are. Like, me and my friends are planning to come down. Everyone's really looking forward to you guys coming.
Yes.
So, yeah, it should be wicked. I'm looking forward to it.
We've got loads of really stupid stuff planned.
Have you actually?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We have been planning this for months.
Oh, it's going to be really cool.
There's a lot of things that I'm not allowed to hear. So even though I'm heavily involved in this tour, a lot of stuff gets kept away from me. So I keep walking past meetings and it's one of those situations where I'll walk through the office and suddenly you'll see someone nudge the other person. They'll be like, quiet. Yeah. And then they go quiet.
Yeah, they're like, he's coming. Shut up.
So it's really tricky because we do know there's a lot of stupid stuff that's going to happen, but even some of it, we don't know.
Okay.
And also it's going to be on BBC Red Button. So do your hair.
Do my hair. Okay.
So who are you bringing down with you on Monday?
I'm bringing all my friends. We're all going to head down. I've got Charlotte and Cassia and like loads of other people are coming as well, so it should be fun.
Honestly, you're going to love being part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're at home or at work, you'll be able to watch us on the BBC Red Button. It's going to be like our normal show, but times 100 more random.
Okay. Sounds brilliant.
I just want everyone to get involved as well. I think if you are coming along as well to come see the show, it'd be good to see a couple of posters. Let's do it like One Direction.
Posters?
Yeah, let's go old school with it. I mean, I don't know why you'd be sitting there with a poster. Can we make every day a theme? That's something we should think about as well. Toga party on Monday.
No.
We can do Smurf party on Tuesday.
You'll be able to watch everything that happens on your TV via the red button. So all the nonsense that goes on during the show, you will see. And when we play the music, you'll get the music videos of those songs. You can watch on your mobile as well as red button or online through the Radio 1 website. We've got loads of good stuff planned. We're going to Stirling on Monday, Liverpool on Tuesday, Harper Adams University on Wednesday, Aberystwyth Uni on Thursday, and the University of Southampton on Friday next week on Scott's Student Tour. Lucy, we will see you on Monday.
See you on Monday. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now I got you in my space. I won't let go of you. Got a new circle in my embrace. I'm latching on to you. Got a new circle in my embrace. I'm latching on to you.
Just wow.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, a couple of our listeners think that we're purposely trying to make them cry today. What with Jamie Lawson, I wasn't expecting that. And then that Radio 1 Live Lounge session from Jack Garrett, Chloe in Chichester. My mascara's running. Are you trying to make me cry? Not on purpose. That was lush, right?
I think there's a few quite sensitive, maybe broken people. It's been a long week for some people and they may be feeling a little bit needy.
Yeah, I'm getting that feeling today. A lot of needy listeners today. So, sometimes you should put stuff on, though, to kind of get it out. Do you know what I mean? Do you ever do that?
I do that at, say, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. I reckon that Jamie Lawson song, you could well see on my Twitter later on tonight.
Yeah. Oh, after our gig, our student gig in Bath?
Yeah, I reckon it's the kind of thing I might write on Twitter at 2 in the morning. Although, it's a weird thing to write if you are a bit emotional, isn't it?
Yeah, and also you will be with me at the time, so I can stop you if needs be. Although you'll be sat in the front of the car and I can't...
I love that you're giving the logistics on
this. I can't monitor what you'll be doing on your own Twitter.
It'll be one of those that I'll tweet it and then half an hour later or so you'll notice it and you'll say to me, oh, what have you done?
What have you done?
You're tweeting Jamie Lawson lyrics.
Salad. Right, so Jemay, I'm imagining that's how you say it, or maybe it's a girl, right? So I'm saying that you say it Jemay. Keish is in South Gloucestershire and it could be Jamie. She says, so you're talking about girls and boyfriends going off to uni, and the same thing happened to me 2 years ago. Boyfriend goes off to uni. I was dreading the first visit, which a lot of people are making today. Luckily for me, he was living with 7 boys, so I felt a bit relieved there was going to be no potential romance on the cards. Wow. Well, I hope not. You never know. Do you know what I mean? However, I was faced with something much worse. Bromance. Him and the lads all got so close to the point that every time I visited, I felt like I was invading or intruding on their lads' night out, ruining their lad pad. Having them come into our room to snuggle up to my boyfriend in bed with us watching Love Actually. My weekends even consisted of me watching them having FIFA competitions.
It's not
the actual girls I had to worry about. It was the lads getting really close. Thanks, Jemay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm all right. Thanks for doing the Nick's tape this morning.
Was it okay?
Yeah, it was so much fun. I'm one of those DJs that's not about the mixing, it's about the selections.
Oh, don't say that. Don't
Why?
Say that.
Why? Did you mix?
Yeah,
no,
at times.
No.
At times.
We were just talking.
We were just talking.
But the selections are more important than the mixing. No one's gone out and said, oh, I really enjoyed that mix.
No.
Everyone will have said, I loved that song.
I'm just a bit worried that like when the songs are playing, I was getting so stressed that I can't really, I don't know what it sounded like for a listener.
Amazing, apparently, on Twitter.
All right, good. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, you're coming to our student tour next week.
Yes.
Yes. Are you going to stay around for a bit? Are you going to be like show and go?
No, I'm there all Tuesday.
But don't like go home early and that. I know you've got like a show to do the next day, but we need to have some fun.
Okay, I can stay. I'm up for that. I love Liverpool. I love that. I lived there 3 years when I was at uni. I love it.
Yeah, but how's that going to work? Because as soon as we finish at one uni, we do the show, then we've got to go straight off to another uni.
Actually, we'll be leaving you in Liverpool, so bye.
Oh, okay, see ya.
Unless we take Grimmy with us. But look, we can sort all that.
We should actually do that. Just me not coming on Wednesday.
Yeah. Or just do it from where we're going to be.
Yeah, whatever. Because there'll be radio stuff there.
Yeah.
Actually do that.
Yes.
Where are you on Wednesday? Oh.
We're going to Harper Adams on Wednesday.
Let's do it, Farmers.
Yes.
And then I can ride back to Radio 1 on a cow after the show.
I don't know whether that's possible. All right, let's play Real or No Real.
Okay.
Should have been us singer Tori Kelly's full name is Tori Lorraine Kelly.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Lorraine, yeah. She does look like a Lorraine. I met her the other day, and you know when pop stars do that thing of meeting you if they come into Radio 1 and they've never met you, but they don't say nice to meet you, they say nice to see you, just in case they've met you before.
Oh, is that what they do?
Really that's clever. What they do, yeah, that's what they do. So if you're unsure if you know someone, if you've met them or not before, they will say, oh, hi, nice to see you, rather than nice to meet you.
That is so clever.
And she did that to me.
That is such a good idea because, Mills, I've seen you in that situation. Do you remember when you decided to... in fact, it was that line. Nice to meet you to a member of staff here. Like, yeah, I've been working with you for years.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that.
What about the time you had that photograph with a member of staff?
Oh, no.
I know this, but I can't remember it. Go on, tell us.
Do we have to do this again?
Yeah, please. Yeah, it's really good.
It's one of my favourite stories.
So I was backstage at a Radio 1 event. I believe it was a big weekend. And a few years ago, and there was a girl there that had just, she was sat in the corner and she'd just devoured a whole box of fried chicken. Mm-hmm. And she's like, kind of like, you know, when you get all greasy and she's like wiping her mouth with her arm and that. And then she comes up to me and goes, hey, Scott, can I have a photo, please? So I immediately put my arm around her and go, sure, what's your name, my darling? She's like, no, I work at the Radio 1 website. I thought she was a little fan. So awkward.
So good, that.
So awkward.
So good.
Awful.
And what was her name?
I don't know.
Oh, good.
Oh, also, it happened with John Newman the other day. I was like, hey, really nice to meet you. And he's like, yeah, we've met before, actually. It's just the worst.
Oh, if you have met before and someone says, nice to meet you, just roll with it. Mm. Don't say, we've actually met before.
No, it's horrible. And I don't remember meeting him before. I honestly don't.
I can't forget John Newman. He wears white chinos.
I know, but I don't think I've met him. But he's convinced. Anyway, whatever. I'm going to use now. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Lorraine Kelly.
So is her real name, a full name, Tori Lorraine Kelly? Real or no real, Chris?
I'm going to go... no real.
Grimshaw?
Are we saying Tori Lorraine as a first name, like Tori Lorraine, or Lorraine middle name?
Lorraine middle name.
Yeah, sure, why not? Why would that be crazy? That's real.
That one is no real.
No, but almost it is Lauren.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's the same as Hyacinth Bouquet. Oh. Bucket.
Bucket. Bouquet.
And next,
Glastonbury headlining act Florence and the Machine were originally known as Toxic Cockroaches.
Now, you would know this because you're a friend of Flo.
She used to be called something else. Someone's a robot and I'm a machine. Like, I think that was the early name,
That was someone else, I'm sure. Oh, it's tricky, this.
It's not a very floaty name, is it? Toxic Cockroaches.
No. Not for her being all ethereal and in a birdcage with a cape on.
If you get this wrong, does this make you a bad friend?
No. Yeah, but yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
You should probably know this.
Is there anyone right now that you want to be friends with that you're not yet friends with?
Or is there anyone you've met recently on the show, but you want to be more friends with them?
More friends. Do you know who I really like? And she's on the show Monday. Emma Watson.
Yes.
And I really thought, I won't like Emma Watson. And then when I interviewed her, and you'll hear it on Monday, we had a really lovely time. And she's becoming a yoga teacher, right?
But what about other career?
No, she wants to do yoga.
All right.
So she says we can go and do yoga.
Oh, there we go.
Well, that's going to happen.
So that's happening then. So what?
I mean, I did lie and say that. Oh, yeah, I do it all the time.
Anyone else?
Mm.
No. Mm. Already friends with them, thanks.
How about you, Mills? Who's out there?
Mm.
Come on, who would be a good friend?
I'd quite like you to make me better friends with Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini.
Oh yes, she's funner.
You see, I used to really really like her, and I worry now we're two different people.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I mean?
But you've both changed so much.
I think so.
But you were so similar before.
You were.
I think at one point in my head there was a sort of there was even a small percentage chance.
No.
That...
No. Less than zero.
I'm talking a while ago, right?
Okay, right. Reality check, please.
But. What I'm saying now is, I think now the too far's gone.
Right. So
like
now.
Two different people.
What happened to make it that you and Cheryl Fernandez were saying you weren't going to be friends?
Yeah. So all I can explain it is that if you imagine a road, she sort of veered off in a slightly different direction. So we were loosely heading in the same kind of direction.
To a dual carriageway.
Babe, you weren't even on the same.
It was a dual carriageway. Yeah.
When were you ever on the same road?
I started to watch her just move down the slip road.
Right.
And I've turned off slightly, actually. I've turned off at a junction before.
What junction have you turned off at? What junction are you off at?
Worst analogy ever. But she's now way in the distance. She's right. Gone.
She's in the fast lane.
She's. But do you see what I mean, Scott? Like, do you not think that with her? Do you not think that the vast difference between mine and Cheryl's life right now?
Okay, so she's further up the road than you.
I just don't see where we're going to be able to meet in the middle.
No. I think you'd get on.
Anyway, back to Real or No Real, which is why we're here. Toxic Cockroaches was the original name for Florence and the Machine. Real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they recruited the other members and then changed their name. Here's your next one.
Hollywood actor Mark Wahlberg owns a chain of restaurants called Wahlburgers.
Well, that's a rubbish name.
That is a rubbish name. Mark Wahlberg owns a chain of restaurants called Wahlburgers. Have you ever had anyone on the show, Scott?
Actually, yes. Yeah. Have you?
Yeah,
you have. Yes, you have.
Yeah.
I felt that he thought he was above everyone.
Me too. I felt like he felt like, I don't really want to be on Radio 1.
Yeah.
I thought he came across as a sort of A-list Danny Dyer to me.
Oh,
that was nice.
It was, he had that sort of vibe about him. Do you know what I mean?
Lad.
Lad, but also... I'm better than you and I don't really want to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't say this. He's going to come back in and we've all said all this.
No, you said it. Don't say we.
No, you joined in.
I didn't.
You did.
I said he just doesn't want to be on Radio 1.
Okay.
I didn't say he was better
than
everyone
like you.
I heard
Greg said something very terrible about him, and Clara Amfo did as well.
Yes. Yeah. They're all in it together.
Greg and Clara particularly hate him.
Yeah.
Greg has a dartboard of him.
Hates.
Absolutely hates him. Every time you say his name, he spits on the floor.
Yeah. Greg spends 10 minutes every day staring at a picture of Mark Wahlberg, just concentrating his hate.
Mm.
It's a very aggressive mantra that he has.
Did you see this thing the other day now where you can order if you really hate someone? You can order glitter to be delivered to them.
Right.
Like a glitter bomb, because it'll get everywhere.
Where does it explode? What do you mean?
Well, you just open it and it just goes...
Oh.
Did you see that? I sent it to you the other day.
Yeah, I can't remember if we ever named the name of the person that I did this with, but there was a colleague of ours that had annoyed us once on your show.
Right.
And so we then rang round some farms inquiring about getting 3 tons of horse manure.
Mm. To be delivered outside his house.
To be delivered to their
house. We said who it was.
Did we say?
Who? Yeah.
Matt Fincher.
I do remember why. It was when I wasn't allowed to be on the football team. Do you remember around about that time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Took it quite badly, so we...
You're going to send 3 tons of poo to his house.
Some horse poo to his house, sure.
Who would you do that to right now? Not a member of staff, celebrity.
I don't hate anyone.
Great question.
Come on.
Let's all
come on,
one.
Scott.
Louis Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
Would you? Any reason?
Because he's being mean to my friend.
Fine.
He's not being mean. He needs press attention.
Okay.
What about you, Chris?
I'll probably send the manure to Gosling. Just to kind of, in the nicest possible way to him and with the utmost respect, kind of knock him down a peg or two. Like, because he gets a lot of love. And I completely understand, actually, why he gets a lot of love now. Lots of people have explained to me some of the great things that he does. But I think he also needs to know that there is another side. Do you know what I mean? That
not everyone has love.
Yeah. Just send it over to him.
So, real or no real then?
No real.
It's a good way to mark your place in history. Because when you look at, you know, some of our other fast food places, that colonel is going to live on forever, right? Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg wants a bit of that. So I think this is real.
That one. Is real.
Oh, yep.
Yes.
Owns it with his brothers, and it's the subject of a reality TV show in America.
Oh,
a show about a burger restaurant.
Oh, that's good.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real with Nick Grimshaw.
It's not a horse poo joke, but Grimmy, you've had a mare.
Okay.
I got 30, you got nothing.
Nothing.
But is he bothered, though? Look at his face.
Absolutely nothing.
No. Do you not care, though?
Not really.
Right, good to see you. And we'll see you on Tuesday on the Student Tour.
Oh, yeah, see you in Liverpool. The Scott
Mills Daily. Yes, Grimmy's coming to see us on the Student Tour in Liverpool, which is on Tuesday. Looking forward to the tour now.
It's not long.
It's not long at all. So we're in Stirling Monday from 1 o'clock. I'm going to get some sleep, have some more vitamins, and be ready for Monday.
Can you send me a list of what to pack?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I am, because you're good at this kind of thing. You're organised, you're with it.
You want me to send a list of what you should pack to go away for 5 days?
Yes, please. And if you could have that done by tomorrow morning, that would be ideal, because I'm busy tomorrow night.
You're actually not joking, are you?
No.
No.
If you want to help me out, that's okay. Seriously, that would help.
Right, we'll just write down pants, socks, enough t-shirts. Oh,
hang on.
I will send it to you, right?
Yeah. Great. Things like wellies as well, because you threw that one in the other day.
Well, yeah, because we're going to be with Farmers at Harper Adams. Wellies are a must.
Fine.
The official chart with Greg James is next on Radio 1. Then Dance Anthems, also with Greg. All the tunes you'll hear out this weekend between 6 and 7. Annie Mack is on at 7 tonight. And then Pete Tong from 10 on Radio 1. Oh, yeah. Also, don't forget, our episode of Pointless is on tomorrow.
Hmm. I mean, we can't say much, but we can say that we made Pointless history. And it was very, very competitive. Like, I think I got carried away at one point.
There is something I've noticed about the listings for this.
Oh, yes, yes. I didn't really want to bring this up because I was hoping you hadn't noticed. But
I've really noticed.
They've left you off.
What do you mean?
So in a lot of the TV magazines, and if you go onto your TV and look at Pointless Tomorrow, it will say Pointless Radio 1 Edition with, and it names everyone.
Apart from me.
Me, everyone, except for you. Yeah. I don't know if it's been done intentionally. It might have been.
But then on the iPlayer... It comes up as a picture of you and me, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, I don't know who you annoyed there, but
I don't want to get bogged down in the detail of
fine,
it.
Fine.
Just watch it, right? Pointless Celebrities. It's the Radio 1 and One Extra DJ edition, and it's at 5:30 on BBC One tomorrow. While you're at it, get on iPlayer, the Richard Osman and Alexander Armstrong innuendo bingo, because it's one of the best. And those are your Friday best bits. The Scott Mills Student Tour starts at the University of Stirling Monday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. And you can watch on the BBC Red Button. Scott Mills.